Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The American people and businesses are on the verge of getting the financial help they need to cope with the coronavirus. The U.S. House of Representatives and Senate passed a massive year-end bill that includes a $900 billion coronavirus aid package. $1.4 trillion of annual government funding is also part of the deal. The measure was approved before a midnight deadline expired to keep the U.S. government funded. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill in the coming days. President-elect Joe Biden praised the bipartisan spirit that produced the measure, which he called just the beginning. One of the main components of the coronavirus aid bill is $600 direct payments to most people. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said millions of Americans could begin seeing stimulus payments as soon as next week. U.S. officials are considering a requirement for all travelers from Britain to offer proof they have tested negative for COVID-19. News outlets say the White House Coronavirus Task Force met Monday and discussed crafting a rule that passengers prove that they have taken a negative test within 48 or 72 hours before leaving Britain. The proposed rule comes as more than 40 countries have suspended travelers from Britain in response to a dramatic rise of infections because of a new strain of COVID-19 sweeping across southern Britain. The U.S. has not restricted flights from Britain. However, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said he has asked airlines flying into the state from Britain to make all passengers take a COVID-19 test before they get on the plane. Three airlines, Virgin Atlantic, British Airways, and Delta, have agreed to the governor's request. Via remote, this is VOA News.